Hey, can I brush my teeth on the fourth time?
Yeah, you can.
You are allowed to brush your teeth. You should be careful not to swallow water. And the Pinini Halacha suggests that if you can refrain from brushing your teeth, it's a good thing to do, but you don't have to, especially if you're like most of us and you're sensitive, or your wife is sensitive, so you can brush your teeth. It's fine. Okay, next. When does the fast halachically last from, and when does it end?
Until
what is it? Until the three stars. Very good. So you look on Chabad, and that's, they'll usually tell you, I think it's 5:17, something like that.
5:21,
okay, whatever. Good. What if you're on a plane? How does it work?
You do it from where you started.
No, not generally, that's not how you assume. You do it from where you're at. Right now, where I'm in the plane, if I'm in Seattle, wherever the plane is going over, that's how I estimate.
Oh, so you can fly and like shorten your fast. You can fly.
You can
longer
fly and shorten your time longer. I know it's machloket, but I'm pretty sure halacha lemaisa. That's how almost all poskim roll. Okay, it could be wrong.
I almost flew over on Tisha B'Av last year, but I didn't because I realized it was Tisha B'Av, so I rescheduled my flight.
Mm-hmm.
But I asked a rav about it, and he told me that you do it from where you start.
Interesting.
Then you shouldn't eat them.
Okay, for everything I've heard is that davening and eating and times goes by where you're at, and that's what the Pinini Halacha writes. Maybe there's other people.
They don't want people to have like 32-hour fasts.
Right, I understand. No, there is an opinion like that. I just didn't. I was under the impression that you write where you're at with the Pinini Halacha. I know that it's a machlokas. I actually did have a 32-hour fast. I had my fast ended at 1 in the morning. So, and when I was in Alaska. So I just didn't. I went to sleep and came in the morning.
It's the day is so long.
It's so long. I was in the airport all day. It's crazy. Okay. It's so good though. I get to do so much introspection and reflection. It's amazing. Okay, next. Eating. Do we do that on fast days?
Uh-uh.
Drinking.
Uh-uh.
What about washing ourselves?
Yeah, we can.
What about anointing ourselves?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
But
what about wearing shoes?
Yeah.
What about being with your wife?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So.
Oh, no, only on Kalim.
I'm not talking about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is its own category, and Tisha B'Av is in between. But during the other four fasts, during the three of the morning of the temple and Tainus Esther, these are the laws. Basically, they took the Tisha B'Av model, but since it was us taking it upon ourselves as the Jewish people, we didn't do it in the full strength, and we didn't take all of the stringency of Yom Kippur.
How do we feel about laundry?
Laundry.
What?
Laundry is allowed.
It's okay. Because
technically, you are allowed to do laundry. You're allowed to go to work. However, just make sure it doesn't completely take the focus away from the day. Okay? Yes, you're allowed to do laundry. The other question that everyone asked me is showers. Can I take a shower?
You can wash yourself. Exactly.
So technically, there's no problem taking a shower. Unless the Pinini Halacha suggests it'd be best to take, let's say, a warm shower, not a burning hot shower, just to feel like it's its own still. But you are allowed to shower. Okay. What about pregnant and nursing women? What's the deal with that?
They can do whatever they want.
They don't have to fast. They're exempt. The rabbis did not include them in the fast. Even 2 years after you had a baby, you're still considered according to some authorities.
Damn women. They got so much.
They get it easy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
And they complain.
They have to give birth.
Okay.
Yes. Do all the mitzvot.
The Pinini Halacha writes, ideally you shouldn't, my wife actually just asked me this, can I blast music on a fast day? Pinini Halacha writes, not happy music. Don't blast happy music. You want to blast sad music?
Oh, I don't have any happy music.
Good. Here you go. Okay. What about getting a haircut? They also suggest if you could push it off for another day, better, but if not, fine. Okay. What if you accidentally ate? You accidentally ate on a fast day. Do I have to still keep eating?
No, you should keep on fasting.
Exactly. Just because you messed up doesn't mean that the fast is over. You still keep fasting. Do I have to make up the fast if I accidentally ate on?
No.
You don't have to make up the fast. Some people are strict and say it's a good thing to do, but you don't have to make up the fast. But interesting to know, if you ate by mistake, even but you ate, Can you say Anenu? The answer is no. Because we say in our Anenu, Ki b'yom tzom ta'anitenu, and you have eaten, you can no longer say Anenu. That is why, by the way, Ashkenazim, unlike Sephardim, say Anenu only at Mincha. Because we figure if you've made it to Mincha, you'll probably make it to the end. And therefore, we say Anenu at Mincha. But we're afraid by Shachar, so someone's going to say Anenu as if he's fasting, and then he's going to break the fast. So we just wait till Mincha.
Didn't you say like the earliest time to finish your fast is like Mincha time?
So you're saying Mechsta Yom Ke Yom Kula?
Yeah, so like you're
technically... It's an interesting question. We don't apply that.
I know we don't, but I'm saying like...
One might have thought that you only have to do half the day, and in some context there is
no. Not that someone will, but I'm saying you say it at Mincha because you actually already technically finished.
You're saying you technically.
It's not that you're almost there; it's that you already did.
I hear. It's good for you. Makes sense. I like it. Okay, good. So that's why Mincha we will say Anenu. The Chazan said in Shacharis. You assume the Chazan said Anenu, but Svar Ashkenazim only say Mincha. If you missed it, it's okay. Life goes on. Shacharis. It's far to even say it at Shacharis. It's far to even say it at Maariv. Did you know that? Shulchan Aruch writes, and many Sephardim say Anenu last night, even though it wasn't a fast day, because the spirit of the fast day was in the air. The rabbis didn't obligate us to fast at night, but really there was already that, the day starts at night in Judaism, and therefore, interesting thing to know. Avinu Malkin. Yeah, I called it for 20, so we're still good. Okay. Avinu Malkeinu, we add in Anenu in our tefillahs. You give tzedakah. What else do we add into our tefillahs during the Mincha tefillah today?
Torah
reading and a half Torah. We read, who knows which Torah reading? Same one from this morning, which is? What do we always do in fasting? Ki tisa, the eagle, the 13 Megillah Sarachami. And we have an Haftorah, Dir Shir Hashem Yimatzo. Always a great time to reflect and introspect. Okay? We talked about sickness. How sick do you have to be? How sick don't you have to be? What about a katan? Does he have to fast?
No.
No. But once you've reached, let's say, age 12 and you're close, it's a good idea to fast as much as possible, but you don't have to. In fact, maybe you shouldn't. But it's a good idea to fast a little bit, maybe half the day. For a few hours, just to feel part of the Jewish people. What if you're exempt from a fast? Does that mean I can eat whatever I want?
No.
Like, I know Kippur, my dad didn't let us, like, when we were little, like, to eat, like, any dessert. Or...
Right, you only have your basics. You don't have kinuch. You don't have special things. And if you have to eat, we try your best, if possible, to eat less than a kazayas. Because halachically, it's only more than a kazayas. It's considered, like, real eating. It's so usher to eat less than kazayas, but... There's more of a chashivas to gzayis. So if you have to eat, you can have gzayis. What if you have to take pills or drugs?
Can you eat something with it?
If you can take it before, obviously that's preferable. But let's say you can't take it before. It's one of these, you know, like every day you have to take a drug type of thing. And it's really important for your health. So try to, you can take it, but try not to take it with water. What if you have to take it with water? You can't ingest it without water. You're just very, very fragile.
Yeah, there you go.
So then you're like, all right. What you do is you take a little water, but you make the water bitter. So that way, you're not getting enjoyment out of the water.
Make the water bitter.
You put something, some salt or something in it, so that you won't. Yeah. That way, for sure, you won't enjoy the water, and therefore, you're for sure not enjoying it. You have less gzayis, and then you are good. Okay, again, the most important... Oh, a chayal could be exempt from a fast, also in certain situations, because it's buch nefesh. The most important, all these halachas are amazing, gevaldik, but at the end of the day, make sure you take some solid time with yourself to introspect and ask yourself how you can be a changed person by the end of the day, and this will have been a very meaningful fast.
So, wait, Jared, what is this Rebecca?